Joe, come on in, please.
Good morning.
Enter
morning.
And sign in, please.
How's everybody today?
Okay.
No, wonderful now.
Yeah, and a very interesting middle of the day I had on Saturday, actually morning and then into the early afternoon. And great time, as usual, at the Blair County Home Garden and Healthy Living Showcase. Can we just go back to calling that the home show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We may have to change the name all over again.
To what? You want to put it in an encyclopedia now?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. The longer the name gets, it just it's got too many people confused.
Including me.
And yeah. Not to mention for your poor friends in radio, it's a mouthful.
Yeah, it really is.
I had to defer to Dave every time we gave tickets away last week because I couldn't remember it.
Yeah.
But
aren't getting paid by the word, though, are you?
No.
If we were, I could have retired 30 years ago.
Unfortunately, we're not. But, no, lots of folks, they dropped by and talked to us while we were there on Saturday. And just an amazing array of people with displays and able to talk to folks about, you know, maybe it's something you've been considering and here's what we can do for you. Do-it-yourselfers, of course, we had the little Home Depot guy, Homer.
Yeah.
From Home Depot wandering around there on Saturday. So saw a lot of kids at the show as well. So, and it's kind of funny, you know, when they're having sensory overload. Because children will tend to walk funny, and then their eyes are just like, you know, wide, wide open when they're just getting hit with a lot of information. And they were having a good time taking it all in.
Yeah, you know, the show, and certainly Friday night was pretty much a disaster.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I know where you were, and I know that so many people, between the weather and the game up at Mount Aloysius and a concert in Penn State,
mm-hmm.
and, an event at the Mishler, and it's a wonder anybody came into the show. but I talked to some people on Saturday, and I said, you know, last night was a pretty bad night. I had one person tell me, hey, I have six really good, solid contacts from Friday night, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so the show continues to be a really good event for businesses of all types, actually. We've got, mm-hmm. You know, when you're talking about home and garden and landscaping and...
Well, you're not allowed to call it that anymore, Joe. It's hardscaping now.
That's right. I forgot about that.
And why it's hardscaping, I don't know, other than, you know, it's hard. It's hard to do, you know.
Yeah, that's right. So the healthy living, somebody asked me on Saturday, how does popcorn enter into...
Healthy living?
Healthy living. And I said, well... That's pretty obvious, isn't it?
It's corn.
It's corn. It's good, healthy food.
Yeah, well, and the whole trick with popcorn that I learned years ago while being on a weight reduction plan was that you just have plain popcorn, and I know everybody's spoiled because when you say popcorn, you think of the buttery goodness, you think of the salt, but if you just do plain popcorn, go ahead and eat as much of that as you want.
Yeah, no kidding.
So
now, I was told years ago by a non-medical person that popcorn is actually helps your cholesterol come down.
It does.
That's what I was told. Now, why I remember that, I don't know, and I'm not making it up because I don't have time to make things up.
I think that comes under the category of urban myth.
You got to go to Snopes and check that out.
You got it, Joe. I'll go to my helpful household hints book and see if it's in there.
Yeah. I didn't... Back when they were having debuting Jiffy Pop,
mm-hmm.
and I think people's houses were burning down because they didn't figure out how to get that thing to operate the way it was supposed to.
They shouldn't have let it swell up to the size of an air balloon.
No, you're absolutely right. You don't leave it on there forever. I mean,
And this has now been duplicated thanks to microwave ovens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
And people leave that. Rich told me a story about what happened at a previous employer of his, when he was... someone left it in there for how long?
30 minutes. They put it, instead of putting it for 3, they put it for 30, and that odor was in that building for weeks. There is nothing worse than microwave burnt popcorn. Nothing.
Well, but, we're going to probably, if it turns out that popcorn is not a healthy food, then we just have to add it to the name of the show. So it'll be the Home Garden Healthy Living and Popcorn Show.
All right, let's get back on track to the show. You said, Joe, that and many people do make contacts there, and many people make appointments, and businesses do business there. Am I correct?
They do. And a lot of it. And the last 2 years, believe it or not, we had trouble getting businesses to actually come in and be exhibitors because of COVID, they had too much business that
they
hadn't been able to address over the previous couple years. And we had businesses that were longtime exhibitors with us tell us, you know what, I can't handle, I'm already booked for, a year and a half out.
Wow.
So to come to a show and try to get more business doesn't really make that much sense. So,
yeah,
it doesn't.
But we're fortunately back to the point where things have settled down, and businesses are looking for more ways to reach customers.
That's good. Hopefully attendance was good. Obviously, Friday would have been a blip.
Yeah, for sure. It really was. Worst Friday we ever had.
Yeah, I can just imagine.
In a show that's got a 52-year history, that's not a record that you want to set.
Well, in the actual, the forecast itself, and I know we had to promote it on Friday morning, the forecast itself will keep people away, because when they hear what we had to say, you know, they're going to say, oh, I'm not going today. Maybe I'll go tomorrow or Sunday. So that you had to take that into account as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing good about a forecast that has the two words, wintry mix.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very the worst. True. That's the worst.
All right. Now, you have a big one coming up here on Thursday, the Breakfast Club. Operation yes. Our Town is presenting awards.
Yes, we've done that probably now for about 8 or 9 years. We've partnered with Operation Our Town on that particular Breakfast Club. It gives them an opportunity to pay tribute to the people, mostly the law enforcement people, that have really been instrumental in keeping the area safe and doing a lot of really positive things. And we've got the DA, Pete Weeks, coming to talk about where things stand and how we need to still be vigilant in how we address some of the really very serious problems the area has. So, yeah, that's always a good event, always well attended, and we're looking forward to being able to help Operation Our Town to honor the people that have really been great performers during the year.
Now, you one of the things I know you were concerned about, you just came up with that new nifty name for business after hours, calling it HD 500.
Right.
And that's the HD is hump day. However, you had to have it on a Thursday, but from everything I've read, it is that one on Thursday was still a rousing success.
It was. We had a really good turnout of people, and our committees that came out to really show what they do and why other people should be more involved. It couldn't have gone any better. It was really well attended, and so yeah, the hump day. We've got one coming up on the 22nd of this month at Western Edge Seafood.
Ooh.
that's a newer business in our area, and one that really has drawn raves from people who, even people who are not big seafood lovers.
And it comes up during Lent too.
Yeah. Thank God for Lent, as they say.
A lot of oxymorons here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Joe, our time has quickly passed today.
Boy,
My goodness.
I can't believe it.
Wow. See that? You have so much information, you make it go so quick.
Yeah, isn't it? It's amazing, especially on a Monday morning. So.
Yes, amen to that.
I'm barely coherent most days, and on Monday mornings in particular.
Yeah, Monday's tough. You need lots of coffee.
We're good.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Great rest of the week.
Okay. You too, Joe. See
Talk
you in
to
two
you
weeks.
In 2 weeks.